We are so excited about the app contest. Back in December, when we unleashed the creativity of developers around the world to build the coolest apps possible, they had only a couple of months to do an amazing job with amazing tools, and so we're excited to announce the winners.
My name is Tim Greenfield, and my app is Puzzle Touch. I decided to enter the contest because I thought I had a great app idea, and I wanted to get it out there as quickly as possible. Puzzle Touch is a jigsaw puzzle game, and the pieces allow you to move them around and snap them into place with your fingers. You can take your own photos from your camera or from your photo album, and you can actually turn them into jigsaw puzzles. Windows 8 was able to take my product, this product I had already built, and actually make it better.
Hi, my name is Patrick Cushing. I'm a product manager here at Sigfig, and our app is the Sigfig Portfolio app. We actually heard about the contest a few weeks late, so we really had to just take advantage of a lot of the tools that Microsoft provided. Our Sigfig app is about making investors better. It allows you to track your portfolio to see how it's doing throughout the day. It will give you recommendations for how to improve your portfolio, and we'll give you rich analytics about your portfolio.
My name is Imran Shafiq, and my app is Air Soccer for Windows 8. I heard about the competition. It was really intriguing. It was an opportunity for me to become part of the Windows 8 timeline, so that kind of got me really excited. Well, Air Soccer is a casual game. The concept is you just, you know, swipe your strikers, and it's kind of turn-based. So right now I'm using a mouse, but with a touch device, and that's a goal. So, you know, you can just swipe, you know, your player and, you know, kick the ball and, you know, try to put the ball in the goal.
Hey, come on in.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Welcome.
I'm Andrei Pushkin.
My name is Dima Supanau.
The main prize of the contest is the fact that your app ships with Windows 8.
500 million potential customers sounds very exciting.
We wanted to create an app that would be useful to as many people as possible, and weather forecast fit the bill nicely. We get the weekly forecast. If you want, you can expand and see hourly forecast. Also, as you can see, the background changes depending on the weather. The work was literally done around the clock. We went through about 45 builds. It was very intense, but I think it was worth it.
I'm Ben Paradis, and my app is Pew Pew. I like competition. I live here in Seattle with my dog Joe and my wife Madeline, not in that order. The game is like a retro asteroid-like shooter game. You have a spaceship and you need to shoot other enemies, and if you advance in the levels, a UFO will come and shoot at you, and there's a pretty nasty chaser enemy that is going after you, and you pretty much have to shoot everything around you. I would call it crummingly charming, or charmingly crummy. I like Windows 8.
Personally, pretty excited about it. I think it's some of the most exciting stuff we've seen from Windows in a long time.
It's fluid, it's exciting, and it's just a great user experience.
Windows 8 is not just the next version of Windows. Windows 8 is going to be running on all these different form factors, tablets, laptops, desktop computers. So in a way, you can think of it as this unifying operating system.
It's a very large market with a lot of opportunity.
The opportunity that I think exists for Windows 8 is leapfrogging a few steps ahead of where other people are thinking.
Before Windows 8, there was no direct way for your app to be, you know, discovered. And with the Windows Store, it kind of changes all that.
An app store is a really big deal because that is what really drives users to my application.
Something like Windows that has such a huge market share already, having an app store on that platform, getting us into everybody's computer and desktop, you know, huge win for us.
There's never been a better time than now to build your Windows 8 application.